Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. When people start off in businesses, the odds are significantly against them in terms of succeeding, right? Most businesses don't make it past a few years. And so when you think about a business, we want to think about how can you maximize the upside potential of that business, right? Because if you've got a huge upside, you know, that provides you a higher probability of succeeding in business. Because if you're just barely making it, and if you've got a business model that suggests that you're just going to be essentially paying your bills without a lot of excess over that, well, you're taking a tremendous risk for not a tremendous return. So if you're going to really, if you're going to take on a business and you're going to take on that amount of risk, again, you should be compensated for that risk that you're taking on. And that's why it becomes very important to look at the scalability of the business. And as you're putting things together, as you're planning the business, the question you should be asking yourself is, you know, how do I get over the hump initially and get myself going? But then the next question is, how do I get exponential growth out of this business? If you look at most businesses out there, they're trading dollars for hours. Maybe it's one person that's a sole proprietor that has a certain profession that's getting paid hourly or charging people based on the time that they're putting in. And so now really all you're doing is you're getting return in your time. And the challenge with that is there's only so many hours in a day, so many hours in a week, so many hours in a year. And so the biggest upside you're going to have is the amount of hours you put in. So I was talking to somebody who's starting out a coaching business, and I thought it was interesting. And we were walking through, you know, what she was planning to do. And one of the things she talked about was the idea of doing one-on-one coaching. And my point to her was, you know, you may be able to make a few hundred dollars an hour if you're good at what you do, but then, you know, there's a limit to your upside if you're coaching individual people one at a time. So the question becomes, well, how can you scale that business? And the way you scale that business is one way is to get groups of people together. So one of the things I'm doing in the fall is a mastermind group where, you know, you bring 10 or 12 people together, you charge a fee to do that. Okay, now you've got a large group of people, not only with the coach in the front of the room, but them helping each other. And there's a lot of scale that can come as a result of that. And there's a lot of offshoots that can come as a result of that. And so that's an example of something that you can do as a coach. But, you know, you think about lawyers, right? You're a lawyer and you have an office, you hang up a shingle, and maybe you get yourself an assistant or one paralegal, and you can do, you know, a certain amount of work based on that. But the way to scale it is to hire multiple paralegals, to hire multiple lawyers to work for you, and then you start to scale up the business. When you're in the planning stages of that business, initially you want to think about how you can cover your costs, and that makes sense. But then the next step is, how can you really make a big impact? What is it that you can do in that business to get you that exponential type of growth? And if you're going to embark on something new and take all the risks associated with it, you should find ways where you can really drive tremendous return from that investment. And scalability is the key to making that happen from a business perspective. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't yet subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, if you're thinking about a business or launching a business, or you're giving someone advice in terms of starting a new business, focus first on how you're going to cover your costs, but ultimately, you want to focus on how you can scale that business down the road so you can get the exponential returns we're talking about. If you're going to take on the risk, just make sure you're compensated for that risk you're taking on.